This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. At the Oscars ceremony this Sunday night, there will be a lot of talk about excellence in film. But beyond awards and critical acclaim, there's something else excellent about this year's nominees. As our critic Bob Mondello notes, the movies made money, a lot of money.
How much do you suppose a Best Picture Oscar is worth? Not the statuette. Winners are required to sell that back to the Academy for a buck if they want to get rid of it. No, I mean what the Oscar is worth at the box office. Tricky to estimate, obviously, with some pictures already on DVD when the nominations come out, others just starting their runs. Still, this is a year where nominations appear to have made a difference, with a surprising number of popular nominees. Surprising because most of the Best Picture selections were initially considered too dark to make much money. The Pretty Digital Tiger movie, for instance, is downright Darwinian. The comedy is about mental illness.
All this negativity, and I'm going to find a silver lining.
The musical's called The Miserables.
He took my childhood and is strong!
The indie flicks about death and hurricanes, the foreign film just about death, and then there are the dramas about terrorism.
Shoot him. He's an American spy.
Slavery.
I like the way you die, boy.
Terrorism.
Kill Bin Laden.
And slavery.
And end this pestilential war.
Dark, dark, dark. And everybody knows dark doesn't sell, except that a record 7 of the 9 Best Picture nominees have already passed the $100 million mark. And a bit more than a third of that cash has come in since the Oscar nominations, weeks and even months after some of the films opened. That doesn't happen with most pictures, or even with most nominees. So the Oscar bounce appears to be bigger than usual this year, purchased, let's note, at considerable expense. The LA Times estimates that Disney, which is hoping for its first Best Picture win with Lincoln, has spent about $10 million campaigning for the award.
These votes must be procured.
Presumably looking forward to a payoff not just at the box office, but in DVDs, streaming, and other revenues later. Oscar-winning director William Friedkin once called the Oscars the greatest promotion scheme that any industry ever designed for itself, and the numbers suggest he was not overstating. By the time this year's statuettes are handed out, the 9 Best Picture nominees will, together, have sold more than a quarter of a billion tickets, meaning a lot more people than usual will know enough to enter their office Oscar pools. Small wonder Sunday's telecast is commanding record rates for ad time. I'm Bob Mondello.